Restoring cuts to the state's public universities was a centerpiece of Maggie Hassan's campaign for governor, and education was at the center of her speech.
Ever-rising tuition rates can force many families to avoid even considering New Hampshire's public colleges and universities, hurting our competitiveness. If we hope to encourage job creation and innovative economic growth, we cannot keep losing our young people or fail to develop our workforce.
Hassan proposed restoring 90% of the funding to the university system of New Hampshire and 100% of the cuts to the community colleges. For the community colleges, the governor's budget even included a $3 million increase in the next year's allotment. Ross Cattell, chancellor of the community colleges, says after 2 years of belt tightening, this money would allow for some expansion.
We really had to cut down on some programming. We had to rationalize some delivery. And this new budget, as put forward by the governor, will allow us to really meet the needs of industry and help our students and help the state's economy.
But education initiatives also saw some cuts as well. Governor Hassan took aim at the controversial education tax credit plan, which would give out $3.4 million worth of scholarships in the next school year.
To help pay for these investments, this budget repeals the voucher tax credit that would have diverted millions of dollars in taxpayer money to private and religious schools with no accountability.
Supporters of that program disagree that that will help pay for anything.
Nationally, these programs are shown to save money and significant amounts of money in the long run.
Kate Baker with the Network for Education notes that, yes, the state loses an average of $2,500 in tax revenue per scholarship, but every student that leaves public schools for private ones is a student that the state isn't paying to educate. The fiscal impacts of the tax credit aren't yet completely clear. What is that Republicans will fight this change, and it won't be the only fight in this budget.
And I'm Todd Bookman. Education wasn't the only area where Governor Hassan offers an ambitious agenda. There's also health care. The biggest change will be expansion of the state's Medicaid program, allowing low-income childless adults to enroll in the state federal program for the poor. That change will cost the state $80 million over 7 years, but it promises to bring in $2.5 billion in federal money. Hassan is also calling for a $28 million investment in mental health services.
We can all agree that our mental health system is deeply strained. And though we won't fix all of our challenges at once, it is time to resume our efforts to repair our mental health system.
Those repairs start with money for community-based services, an increase in hospital psychiatric beds, and 10 new crisis response teams. Jay Kucher with Seacoast Mental Health calls the governor's support a positive step.
This is something that we have been talking about for years, and should this be implemented, I think that it will greatly benefit some of our most vulnerable citizens.
Other vulnerable citizens helped by Hassan's budget plan are those waiting for services on the developmentally disabled wait list. She promises to fund those programs in full.
And I'm Emily Corwin. Transportation infrastructure was another thing Hassan campaigned on. She says New Hampshire needs to step up to the plate because the state's highway fund is looking at a shortfall of $740 million over 10 years.
Maintaining and repairing our state's roads and bridges and funding transportation projects are crucial for our economy.
Years of neglect and underfunding, Hassan said, were at play when the Seacoast's Sarah Mildred Long Bridge closed suddenly last month. Bill Boynton at the Department of Transportation echoes the governor's concerns. He says New Hampshire's roads and bridges represent an $8 billion investment. Yet he says the state will leave more and more roads and bridges to decay if policymakers don't increase revenue to the highway fund.
The last time the gas tax was increased in New Hampshire was 1991, and those dollars today are only 60% of what they were worth in 1991. And, you know, fuel continues to go up, salt prices, everything associated with the business that we do in maintaining the state's infrastructure continues to go up in cost. So the costs are far outpacing revenue at this point.
Hassan did not offer a specific solution to the state's infrastructure woes. She did, however, point to proposals from both Republican Senator Chuck Morse and Democratic Representative David Campbell. Morse would like to allocate income from a casino to fund highways, roads, and bridges, while Campbell is proposing an increase in the gas tax and auto registration fees. Hassan says she hopes both parties will work together to come to a consensus.
I'm Josh Rogers. Governor Hassan may or may not be wise to give lawmakers room to dicker on transportation issues, but she chose a far more direct approach on other revenue questions.
My budget includes $80 million from licensing one high-end, highly regulated casino.
Hassan acknowledged that gambling's been a, quote, difficult debate in Concord for years, but she said with casinos on the horizon in Massachusetts, New Hampshire needs to act.
Will we allow Massachusetts to take revenue from New Hampshire's residents to fund its needs? Or will we develop our own plan that will allow us to address social costs and invest in our priorities?
Another major revenue source for Hassan is a more time-tested one, higher cigarette taxes.
My budget proposes reversing the cigarette tax cut and increasing the tax by an additional 20 cents, which will still keep our cigarette tax below those of our surrounding states.
Hassan expects $40 million from that increase. She expects another $22 million to come from fatter insurance premium tax collections under the expansion of Medicaid. Hassan also wants to suspend several tax changes recently enacted by Republicans. With a divided legislature, Democrats controlling the House and the GOP leading the Senate, good relations across the aisle, at least in the Senate, are crucial for Hassan. Senate Republican leaders say 30 cents is way too much to add to the tobacco tax. They also say if Hassan ends up supporting higher gas taxes, which she didn't rule out, this budget will be very pricey.
Senator Morse, chairman of the Finance Committee, thinks on first blush it's $1 billion of new spending.
Jeb Bradley is state Senate majority leader.
That's a lot of new spending, and I think it's built, the foundation of how you get that revenue is built on uncertain sources.
Bradley added, though, it will take time to properly evaluate the full effect of Hassan's proposal. And as Hassan herself noted at the end of her speech, a final product demands cooperation, at least to a point.
But let me be clear. We must end this process with a balanced budget, and I will veto anything else.
The budget process now moves to the New Hampshire House. The state Senate gets its turn in April. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.